Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, after their recent defeat, Bayern Munich head coach Thomas Tuchel said he's at a loss of words. Are we witnessing the end of Bayern Munich?
You know, I think that is a very good question, and I'm leaning towards yes, we are seeing the end of a dynasty. When you look at the leadership, it starts at the top. Julian Nagelsmann is out. That really hasn't been explained all that well by Byron Brass, why he was ejected. And then their recent form. Thomas Tuchel was thought to right the ship. He's only really had one win, that being Der Klassiker. It's been a disastrous month of April for Bayern Munich so far. And when you look at their recent defeat to Mainz, I mean, Mainz, the former club of Thomas Tuchel, perhaps that motivated Mainz a bit. But this, the offense they turned on. The only bright spot, really, was Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane finally gets his goal. He had one call offside, and then he converted a goal. They look good. They have a lead. The brass management seen in the stands giving each other a handshake saying, yeah, mission accomplished. We look good. Something happened in that locker room after the break. Mainz looked like a different club, as did Bayern. I mean, offensively, Mainz hurt them up front. Then they hurt them from long distance, and then they hurt them with pure execution. I mean, it looked like a different Bayern Munich on the pitch. One play in particular in the midfield, Joshua Kimmich, known as the Iron Man, just looked like he missed his mark, freeing up, a speedy Mainz midfielder, and he converted a goal, the second goal, for Mainz, a huge win for Mainz. After the match, Thomas Tuchel, his words, as you mentioned in the question, he's sitting there saying he didn't see it coming. You know, the onus is on Thomas Tuchel. It's his job to see it coming. It's his job to make sure his boys are trying to defend their title, and it looks not good right now. Even the question, you have to question the job security of Oliver Kahn as well, and the sporting director, Hasan Salihamidžić. You know, these two should be under fire as well when you look at the recent exits. No Champions League, no German Cup. And now, looking up at the standings at Dortmund right now, they took care of business against Frankfurt. As Bayern slip, fall asleep at the steering wheel, and it's a really tight at the top of the standings. 60 points with Dortmund, 59 with Bayern Munich. Just 5 matches left. We have to wait and see what happens with Dortmund, because I think all of it is on Dortmund right now. It's their title to lose.
And as you mentioned, Chris, Dortmund now have the table lead.
Yeah, you know, they took care of business. Historically, they have played well against Frankfurt. Daniel Malen, exceptional. He netted a brace. You know, I like what the sporting director of Dortmund had to say after the result, Sebastian Kehl. He said the table looks very well now, because when you consider Dortmund being hit or miss, last weekend, the weekend prior to their slaughtering of Frankfurt, they ended with a draw. They kind of failed to capitalize on Bayern dropping points. Well, this time, Dortmund turned it around. I mentioned Malen's brace. Bellingham added a goal, as did Mats Hummels. It was a lopsided victory. And Dortmund looked good. I mean, it really goes to show how serious Dortmund are. They're making it look very interesting, this title race. We've been here before in years past. Somehow Dortmund lose and drop the ball, and it's Bayern that walk away with the silverware, successfully defending their title. Right now, Dortmund are in control. When you look at the lineup, you have to look at the teams Dortmund have to play. Bochum, Wolfsburg, Gladbach, Augsburg, Mainz. Only Wolfsburg and Mainz really have something to play for. That's qualification for the Europa League. The other teams, they're kind of just in the thick of things. So Dortmund look good. They have stellar players right now actually playing to their potential. Bellingham looking to go out with the bang with the club. He's expected to depart this summer. So it's interesting. I'm really going to stay extra focused on these last 5 fixtures.
Chris, Bayer Leverkusen look to be making a push to enter the top 4 in the standings after defeating RB Leipzig.
Yeah, RB Leipzig, they've been a solid side. Christopher Nkunku is that side's, electric offensive weapon. Marco Rosa checked him in the match, looking to kind of give him side a boost, inject some pace. With the visitors, they pressed hard for an equalizer. It just never happened. you have to give credit to Xavi Alonso and what he's been doing for Bayer Leverkusen. Not only do they advance in the Europa League, maybe we see a repeat in the Europa League champions. It was Frankfurt last season, and Xavi Alonso knows what he's doing, obviously, because they're looking well. They got past the Belgian side to the next round of that competition, and they're looking good in terms of the standings. They are keeping the pressure on teams and just defeating a side like RB Leipzig. RB Leipzig's been hit or miss. Of course, they're dealing with Nkunku's injury and so forth. You know, but a lot of credit to Leverkusen. They are a weapon. They have tons of talent, and they are juggling a couple of competitions right now. And I wouldn't be shocked at all to see them crack that top four, you know, because a lot of teams, you know, don't look like they're being coached as well right now. And Xavi Alonso looks like he's taking care of business at Bayer Leverkusen.
And before we let you go, just like always, what else has hit your radar?
Yeah, it's back to Sadio Mane, you know, just to bring it full circle. Sadio Mane, you know, he obviously ruffled feathers. He received a ridiculous fine, 350,000 euros. That's what the reports are. He was suspended for a match for hitting in the face a teammate, Leroy Sané. Well, the Senegalese public opinion, they are outraged. They're furious over the matter because they believe they know Sadio Mane's nature. They believe him to be a player first, you know, just the utmost professional. And they think that Leroy Sané must have provoked him beyond reason to get this kind of outcome and reaction from Sadio Mane. Well, regardless of this, Thomas Tuchel claims, you know, the issue was behind them, but I do think Thomas Tuchel has some responsibility in the matter. Thomas Tuchel has been criticized before, his inability to manage men, and Sadio Mane clearly is a man of men, you know, and I think that it's unfortunate that he's getting the bad look. You know, there have been some rumors that Arsenal could be interested in Sadio Mane. You know, I like Sadio Mane coming to the Bundesliga. Obviously, his numbers don't support what the expectations were. He had the injury and so on. But I don't like how Bayern Munich have kind of painted him in some respects. At one side, Julian Nagelsmann kind of painting Sadio Mane as being, you know, kind of aggressive towards him. And then this latest situation, the fine, the suspension, and then him scoring a goal. Finally, the team somehow drops the ball and they have a horrible performance and display against Mainz. You know, I'm pulling for Sadio Mane. I hope he, you know, gets it together with this club and they find some level of harmony and kind of in strong. I do give a lot of credit to Senegal. Of course, they should have Sadio Mane's back because they know him better than anyone. And I thought that news was quite interesting.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke schön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection. Proudly brought to you by Soccer Le Doomer.